For the pioneer artists, his contemporaries, the new spatial science was something more than a device for attaining academic propriety or correct proportions in a painting. It was an eerie marvel, a mystery, partaking of the uncanny. To a nature like Uccello's, it had all the charm of magic. The vanishing point, towards which all the lines of a painting race to converge, as if bent on their own annihilation, exercised a spell like that of the ever-disappearing horizon towards which Columbus sailed with his mutinous crew, the brink of the world as it was then thought to be. The vanishing point, if contemplated steadily, can induce a feeling of metaphysical giddiness, for this point is precisely the center at which the picture ought to disappear. A zero exerting on the solid realities of the canvas a potent attraction, as though it would suck the whole. Old, young, maidens, women, small dogs, sheep, buildings, provinces, down the funnel of its own nothingness. That is the very fulcrum on which the picture rests. The organizing principle of its apparent stability is, at the same time, the site at which the picture dissolves. Uccello, fascinated by perspective, was the first cracked artist of modern times. He was born Paolo di Dono, and his people came from Prontevecchio, the seat of the fierce Guidi family high in the Cosentino, and was called Uccello, Vasari says, which means bird, because of the birds and beasts that abounded in his paintings.